One state, two state, red state, blue state. The simple red or blue identity on the U.S. electoral map delivers the image of a nation divided, with a bit of us versus them anxiety. Within blue states, there are red suburbs. And within red states, there are blue cities. Blue products. Blue. Everywhere.
She wore blue velvet.
The milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand.
You like those blue M&Ms? Maybe that's because the M&M brand skews to the Democrats. I'm not lying. Cheerios, good for the heart, good for the Democrats.
More grains, less you. Multigrain Cheerios.
And which one are you, a Chevy Democrat, a Kia Republican, or a Chrysler Independent? Gentlemen, start your brand.
Introducing the Kia Optima Limited. Suburban, an American revolution.
Chrysler 200. The things you do when no one is looking are the things that define you.
This is another one of those tantalizing what-does-it-mean metrics. You can measure how various products are associated, strongly in some cases, with political parties. Ted Marzilli helps to collect and analyze this data. He's the managing director of the Brand Index at YouGov Definitive Insights. It's the online marketing firm. It's all about finding out what's exactly in the mind of voters, be they Democratic or Republican.
What we're looking at is, among people who consider themselves Democrats, these are the brands that float to the top in our ratings, right? Now, there are some exceptions where we can look at brands that are quite seemingly polarizing. So if you look at a PBS, for example, it's in the top 10 among folks who consider themselves Democrats. It's much, much lower on the list among people who consider themselves Republicans, number 772 on the list out of 1,100 brands tracked. Fox News, which is number one among Republicans, is very far down on the list with Democrats. So those brands, I think you can put more of a name tag on that brand and say it's a Republican brand or a Democrat brand. A brand like Amazon, for example, which is number one on the Democrat list, doesn't make the top 10 on the Republican list, but it's still number 13 or 14. So it's not as if Amazon is far and away a Democrat brand and Republicans shy away from it.
Would that have something to do with the behavior of the company, or would it have to do with the behavior of consumers in that more online shoppers are Democrats, maybe they're younger, they skew into the Democratic demographic?
It could be a little bit of both, but what we see as some of the evidence when you look at these brands, Google, for example, top of the Democrat rankings, the CEOs of Google have hosted Democratic fundraisers. So consumers do take notice of things like this. Chick-fil-A is perhaps a great example,
sure.
Right? The CEO who mentions his views on marriage or biblical marriage, and that creates a bit of a firestorm, not just in the mainstream media but blogging, on the internet, et cetera. So that CEO stating his personal views is then associated with the company and puts that brand in a particular bucket in a lot of people's eyes.
Although it's more complicated than just the CEO's statement. You've got the statement, then you've got the reaction, you've got the boycotts, then you've got people coming to the brand in reaction to the boycotts. So
sure.
What you get is a kind of political brand loyalty that has probably nothing to do with the product.
Absolutely. Consumers have long memories sometimes. We've looked at brands like Toyota, for example, at 2 or 2.5 years ago had their major
recalls. Sure.
Now, that's not a political issue. But even now, 2.5 years after that recall, Toyota's scores are not as high with consumers as they were then. So there is a long memory in some cases.
I would think this whole thing is really risky, that if you show up on one of your lists here, Ted, that as a CEO, you're pretty worried. You don't want to be affiliated one party or the other. You want to be everybody, right?
Well, certainly if you're Cheerios, Clorox, or Craftsman and you do appear on all three lists, you probably feel pretty good about yourself. But the vast majority of the brands on this list, M&M's, Dawn soaps, Levi's jeans, they want to be selling M&M's and jeans to everybody, right? So you're absolutely right that you don't want to be perceived as someone who skews towards one party or the other, particularly in a political climate in an election year where you might call attention to yourself.
Ted Marzilli, that's great. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Ted Marzilli is the managing director of the Brand Index at the online marketing site YouGov Definitive Insights.